Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AI for Beginner's Guide 26 Learn AI in 3 Days by Deval Patai is a practical no-code introduction to artificial intelligence for readers who want usable skills rather than technical theory. Positioned as a short beginner guide, it presents AI as a set of everyday tools for writing, planning, summarizing, organizing information, creating content, and exploring small business uses. The book is built around a 3-day learning promise and appears designed for adults with limited time, limited technical background, and little interest in programming. Its focus is on hands-on use of current consumer AI platforms such as ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, and Apple Intelligence, supported by reusable prompts, checklists, and simple workflows. Rather than explaining machine learning mathematics or software development, it emphasizes practical AI literacy, knowing what to ask, how to refine outputs, how to apply results safely, and how to repeat useful tasks with minimal friction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 3-day structure designed for rapid practical AI literacy. The central design choice of the book is its compressed 3-day learning format. This matters because many beginner AI books either become too theoretical or too tool-specific, leaving readers with scattered knowledge but few repeatable habits. Body frames AI learning is a short sequence of actions. Understand what modern AI tools can do. Practice common tasks, then apply those tasks to work, home, and business situations. The structure is especially suited to readers who need a clear path rather than an open-ended survey of the field. By limiting the scope to high-frequency uses, the book reduces the cognitive burden that often prevents beginners from starting. The use of progress markers, such as a hero meter, also reflects an instructional approach based on completion and confidence, not deep technical mastery. This is not a comprehensive artificial intelligence textbook. Its value lies in turning AI from an abstract subject into a manageable set of daily routines that readers can test immediately. Secondly, prompt engineering treated as the main no-code skill. The book places prompt engineering at the center of beginner AI use for a no-code audience. This is a practical decision. The prompt becomes the interface through which users guide AI without learning programming syntax, model architecture, or automation frameworks. The inclusion of 100 and copy-paste prompts indicates that the book treats prompting not as a vague art, but as a reusable operating method. Readers are encouraged to ask for summaries, rewrites, plans, drafts, comparisons, task breakdowns, and role-specific help in structured ways. The deeper principle is that better inputs usually produce more useful outputs, especially when the user provides context, purpose, tone, constraints, and examples. This gives beginners a concrete lever for improvement, instead of assuming AI output is either magically correct or useless. The guide appears to teach iteration, refine the request, compare responses, and adapt the result to the real task. That approach is valuable because it builds user judgment alongside tool familiarity. Thirdly, workplace productivity through writing, meetings, and project planning. A major practical theme is the use of AI to reduce common workplace friction. The book highlights tasks such as drafting emails, changing tone, summarizing message threads, preparing meeting briefs, creating project timelines, and turning loose ideas into one-page summaries. These use cases are important because they do not require advanced technical ability, and they match the daily work of many office, freelance, and small business users. The reasoning behind this focus is clear. AI is most immediately useful when it handles language-heavy, repetitive, or organizational tasks that consume time, but do not always require original strategic thinking. By showing readers how to create clearer updates, faster summaries, and more structured plans, the guide positions AI as an assistant for communication and execution. It also implicitly teaches a realistic boundary. The user still needs to check accuracy, decide priorities, and apply context. AI accelerates preparation, but it does not replace professional responsibility or judgment. Fourthly, everyday creativity and small business applications beyond office tasks. The book extends AI use beyond conventional productivity by including creative and entrepreneurial applications. Based on its descriptions, these include writing captions, developing hooks, drafting simple content, generating ideas for graphics, responding to reviews, shaping micro offers, and exploring simple digital products. This broadens the book from an office efficiency manual into a practical guide for readers who want AI to support side projects, personal branding, or small business communication. The significance is not that AI will automatically create a business, but that it can lower the effort required to test ideas. A beginner can ask for variations, outlines, product descriptions, customer response drafts, or content calendars without hiring multiple specialists at the earliest stage. This makes experimentation cheaper and faster. The book appears to present these applications in a grounded way by tying them to small tasks rather than promising complex automation or guaranteed income. That focus keeps the guidance accessible for readers still building confidence. Lastly, basic safety, tool awareness, and responsible use for beginners. A useful beginner guide to AI must address not only what tools can do, but also how users should control and evaluate them. The book includes practical attention to settings and safe use, which is important because new users often overlook privacy, accuracy, and over-reliance. Consumer AI tools can produce confident but incorrect information, preserve conversational context in ways users may not expect, and generate polished text that still requires verification. For beginners, responsible use starts with simple habits. Avoid sharing sensitive personal or business data unnecessarily. Check facts before sending or publishing, review tone and intent, and understand that each platform has different strengths. The book appears to introduce tool awareness through familiar platforms such as ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, and Apple Intelligence, allowing readers to compare use cases rather than depend on one product. This gives the guide a practical safety layer. It helps readers become active operators of AI tools, not passive recipients of machine-generated answers. In conclusion, AI for Beginners Guide 2066 is best suited to complete beginners, busy professionals, freelancers, small business owners, students, and general readers who want to use AI immediately without studying coding or technical theory. Its practical benefit is speed. It gives readers a structured way to start using AI for writing, summarizing, planning, content creation, and simple business support within a short period. In fact, its intellectual benefit is more modest, but still important. It helps readers understand AI as a tool that depends on clear instructions, context, review, and judgment. Compared with broader books on artificial intelligence, this one stands out through its narrow commitment to no-code application and ready-to-use prompts. It does not appear designed for readers seeking deep explanations of machine learning, ethics, model training, or software development. Instead, its value is in reducing the first barrier to adoption. In a crowded category of AI beginner books, its differentiator is the combination of a three-day format, plain language instruction, prompt templates, progress tracking, and coverage of familiar consumer AI tools. Readers who want a practical starting point rather than a theoretical overview are the strongest fit. If you would like to support Davil Bhatti, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.